What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Hardwood Handicappers, VSiN's premier NBA betting podcast. Here are your hosts, Jonathan Von Tobel and Kelly Bidlin.
Yo, what up, folks? Welcome in. It is the Friday edition, Hardwood Handicappers. And, of course, Kelly Bidlin alongside, as I guess he is now every day. This is the dealio. We get a new podcast schedule. That means Kelly's going to be here every single day. This week, our schedules have been tight. Look, it's March Madness. I'm going to tournaments around town. Kelly's got DMV appointments. I've got kids. It's going to be all over the place, but we got a good show on tap today. There's a lot of news pretty much to get to here.
Yeah, you got two kids. How are you getting to tournaments and I'm getting stuck running errands and going to the DMV and stuff? Man, you've got this life thing figured out.
So not to be too cheesy, and this is why everybody's like, oh, two kids, you don't have any freedom. I have a wonderful partner and wife who allows me to do those things. You know, she has, we split our time, and she supports the career, loves me very much. Wouldn't be able to do it without Isabel. And I'm also saying that kind of loud because she's in the other room. So, you know,
I hope you're hearing this.
No, but my wife's
great.
Awesome.
That is great.
My wife's awesome.
Look, you need things like that in life to make these careers work and actually try to watch as many sports as we like to try to watch.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't, did I mention this to you, or I do so many different, I'm so popular, but I do so many different radio and like media stuff that I can't remember who I tell these things to.
I know how it is.
But my kid's starting to watch more sports than me, just a little bit, like just a little
bit. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, like he's starting to ask the question, who are we rooting for? Which one's
there
our
we go.
Team? You know what I mean? So we're starting to get into it. Although I will say,
there we go, Diego.
I just went on a spiel about how much I love my wife. One of the points of contention is she has tried to like, she's like, because she's from the Bay Area, right? But she started to get into sports when we started dating, because of course mm-hmm. me. And so I've been like, well, you're from the area. You should support those teams. So, oh, darn, your life is terrible. You should be a Giants, Warriors, you know, San Jose
49ers,
Sharks and
yeah.
49ers fan. Right. Like that should be your bread and butter. And she's really latched onto the 49ers and the Warriors, shockingly enough, because they're good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love that the Sharks fall in that conversation, right? Like, that right. is the definitely the prototypical Bay Area person. You're like, oh, you're a big Sharks fan, huh? That's the first one you jump to.
But she's tried to convert him to, like, a Bay Area kid. Like, I'm like, no. Hold on. Okay. First off, I did not go through years of suffering as a Clippers and Angels fan since they won the World Series and all that stuff. To have an offspring finally and have him turned against me and not suffer with me. So he will be, when he starts to get it, he will be an Angels fan. That has been our point of contention. When
okay, I know this is a tangent, but this is interesting because your teams are only your teams because you are truly a Las Vegan through and through. You are a local for your entire life. So your rooting interests, you've basically had to pick teams that are outside of Las Vegas, but now we have professional franchises moving here, so would you not support the local teams for your children?
First off, incorrect. So I always have to come to clean the record up here every once in a while.
Really? Okay.
Your boy, Jonathan Von Tobel, is actually born in Santa Ana, California. So I'm from Southern California. As it sounds better.
Okay.
Now the Von Tobels have deep family ties out here in Las Vegas. One of the first 100 families in Las Vegas, blah, blah, blah. We have a junior high, or we have a junior high named out here.
Right. These are the Von right. Tobel stats I know. Yes. So when the hell did you move to Vegas?
So, I mean, my dad traveled a lot when he was so like my dad was out here too, and then traveled a lot in terms of his career and then finally came back and settled in. So yes, technically like pretty much am I from Vegas? Yes. But so coming up as a sports fan, I always figured, you know, when you talk to people, oh, I root for the teams to where I'm from or where I'm born. And so, well, I was born in Santa Ana, California. Let's adopt the SoCal teams. So that's why I'm an Angels fan. It's why I'm a Clippers fan. The Colts fan is the real outlier because the Colts were good when I started to become a sports fan. And so I adopted them. But once I became more mature, I was like, I can't just be picking teams willy-nilly. I got to have something tied to my roots. Thus, Clippers and Angels.
Okay. You know what? I understand your rooting interests far more now. That does make sense. I didn't know that. I didn't know you were born there. Okay.
Oh, yeah, baby. Orange County. That's what the birth certificate says.
There you go.
Like it. I got to find it. My wife's trying to do some weird stuff where she needs the exact time of my birth. Something to do with like my moon. And
oh, God. I love when people ask questions like that. I'm like, I have no clue. I have no clue. I'm lucky I know what day I was born on.
My parents complained that I never get back to them. So I texted my mom. I said, what time was I born? I got a resounding, I don't know. I was like, you're the one that pushed me out. How do you not know? And then I texted my dad.
Was it daylight out? Yes or no?
She knows it was at night. That's all it is. And then I texted my dad and I didn't even get a response. So I was like, all right.
he got no idea. He's got no idea. My father would have no freaking clue. He doesn't even know what my birthday is.
So. I mean, maybe it's because they're relatively like, I experienced this relatively recently. I remember when my kids were born. Diego was born at 2:58. Dimitri was born at 1:09 a.m. I believe.
Really? Wow, good for you. Look at it. Good husband, good father. We've established that. I'm a terrible co-host. Things we've established in the first 5 minutes of this pod today.
5 minutes in which we are wasting time because we don't have that much. Sorry. So let's get into the news of the cycle. First off, this is what we always do when we have news, fancy imaging. Let's hit it. All right. Headlines. First up, this is a big one. So Kevin Durant. So there was a lot of speculation that somebody should be fired for this. So Kevin Durant the other day in warmups before the Phoenix Suns matchup, with the, who are they playing? It was a home opener from the Thunder. Excuse me. Thank you.
Yeah.
So before they played the Thunder.
I didn't help you at all.
Yeah. I was talking to my brain. So they play the Thunder, and in pregame warmups, it's supposed to be Kevin Durant's home debut, which is weird because he's been on the team forever, but he's finally making his debut at home.
Yeah.
Slips and falls, twists the ankle, and now he is out for the foreseeable future. I think it's 2 to 3 weeks he's going to be reevaluated. Now, initially, everybody was like, fire the towel guy. When you actually watch the full video from a better distance, his ankle just gives out on him. Like, it just twists on him. So, we don't need to fire any towel guys. But I think this is a bad... Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just saying, multiple follow-ups. I love the odd reporting of almost this entire story, because you're right. You can see the entirety of this. The video, and I'm going to forget, the person who took the best angle of the video is a Suns reporter. And they followed up when I first saw that video, JVT, and I was going to find it because we were going to use it for shows. If you follow the timeline of this from reporters that were there, Kevin Durant continued to warm up afterward. So they really didn't think it was that big of a deal before he decided not to play on it. And even like teammates, right, have been talking about, well, you know, we don't think it's that serious. The other one, look, I love Woj. I worship at the Church of Woj, right? How the hell do we say in 2 to 3 weeks when the Suns themselves are saying that he'll be reevaluated in 3 weeks?
Right.
I think it's bare minimum 3 weeks, right? Can we not establish that? How am I reading into this differently?
I think I would bet my money on 3 weeks. I also think we kind of understand. I don't know, because Woj is generally connected more to like front office people. So you would understand that like the wording would reflect more of the team than anything else.
Right. Yeah, I just thought it was odd seeing that this morning.
Yeah, no, you're right. So, all right, so what do we do with Phoenix? So I was on with Gil Alexander and you guys on a numbers game earlier today. And, you know, Kelly, I got to say, I think I hit it out of the park here. No. but I do think the way to look at this is what I kind of talked about, right? Which is, you know, Kevin Durant is the new piece here. Like, there's no real freaking out here if you're the Phoenix Suns. You're just trying to integrate him, right? Like, if he's hurt, all right, cool. We've got a starting lineup, which is Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Josh Okogie, to what's his face, the forward whose name escapes me at this point right now, that starts with a T that I cannot remember for some reason, and DeAndre Ayton. I'll get it for you in a second. I don't know why. Torrey Craig, thank you. Sorry, Torrey. I don't know why I just completely brain farted on your name. But that starting five has a +9 net rating, an offensive rating of over 120, it's a pretty good group. It's an average defensive team, but they started with that five and they were winning like 10 out of 14 games and playing good basketball.
Yep. The I think the other thing with, look, they're going to be fine. It just doesn't matter till the playoffs, right, JVT? Like, this is, I know people like make that too simple sometimes, but the points that you're laying out is why it doesn't really matter. It's this team still playing with the same pieces that have been around for essentially the entirety of the season. You're just adding Kevin Durant. And I've heard a couple of the NBA guys say this on ESPN, and at first it kind of made me upset simplifying it this much, but it really is true. Kevin Durant is about as easy as it gets to incorporate into a new team. He's not – the differences between a guy like Kevin Durant and LeBron James is that shooting prowess from the outside makes you so much easier to facilitate an offense, right, and add him into almost no matter whatever kind of offense you run. And LeBron James, someone more downhill, like Giannis, right? Those guys need teams built around them. Kevin Durant, it's not as important to build an entire roster around him. So look, I think both short term, people are probably going to overreact to this. And even long-term, I think it's a sign of the Suns should be able to put this together easier than some people may react to or may think right now.
Mm-hmm. And the betting standpoint of this, and this is one of those where I like the way that Gil put it, like, because I got too cute with this as well. So the Suns acquire Kevin Durant. They shoot up to minus 175 to win the division. By the way, shout out to the guy who told me 2.5 games, they can make that up in their sleep. They still haven't made up to 2.5 games. And now you have the Kings as, and rightfully so, the odds on favor to win this division now that Kevin Durant gets knocked out of this thing because of an ankle injury. And I would say this, I mean, I wouldn't sleep on this. It's so weird how things work because you get the shifting of odds. I wouldn't sleep on Phoenix still winning this division, but now you're talking about something that is priced a little bit more in line than what it really should be, right? The Phoenix Suns right now are behind the Sacramento Kings. Sacramento's now minus 160. Suns are plus 150. So, yes, is 2.5 games a larger gap than what we think it is? Absolutely. But that's for a team that was minus 175 to win the division, Kelly. Now, that team is plus 150 to win the division, and they still have a starting five that is +9 when they're on the floor per 100 possessions that has a good amount of possessions underneath its belt, so it's not like it's going to be something new you got to break in. I think now is where you're looking to potentially bet the Phoenix Suns to win this division, because as I said with Gil, and I don't know if you agreed or not, you had your time to bet the Kings, right? The Kings underdogs when they were, you know, when the Suns were minus 175 to win the division. They were underdogs all throughout up until yesterday. And even yesterday, opening up at minus 125 was pretty cheap. But now that this is flipped and we're at where we're at, plus 150 on the Suns, if you haven't got involved in the madness that is Pacific Division, why not?
Yeah, it's funny because I haven't really thought about that side of it. I was glad that Gil kind of brought that up this morning. I haven't really thought that hard about that side of it because I was rushing. I was one of those people rushing to get a Kings ticket in yesterday morning. Was able to get a bit of plus 150 on them, but severely limited. So I'm like, if anybody has a plus, at any point who's bet the Kings to win this division, because people have been talking about this for a few weeks, a few months, right? Of hey, like, this is a team who's first in this division, who's plus money. Like, is this not a bet that makes sense? I know Will Hill's been all over it for the past month or so. I think if you're in that type of position and you were able to get more money down than I was able to, because I got severely limited, then I think it makes complete sense to come in on Phoenix on the other side of this at a plus price, and kind of hedge off your position at least just a little bit, because I do think there is a good chance, like you're talking about, that Phoenix could go out there and still win this division. I think personally, if I didn't have a bet at all, JVT, I'd probably be staying away at this point. Mm-hmm. I think this is now priced pretty correctly for me. I would need to see longer odds on Phoenix to make that bet. The one thing to keep in mind, though, is there's two games left between these two teams.
Correct.
So this can change, you know, as far as these division standings and who is leading this, right? All it takes is those two games for this to completely change where they're at right now.
Yep, and one on each court. So the first one's going to come up actually this weekend when you and I are off the air, but it's at 6 p.m., Kings on the road against the Phoenix Suns. Then they will meet in their final regular season game Friday, March 24th. That will be in Sacramento. So the Suns will get their first crack at this. They'll be at home, likely still be favored over Sacramento. Yeah. So, you know, again, if you're in the realm of like playing around with this, you bet the Phoenix Suns to win the division. They, you know, probability would tell you maybe they win that game against the Phoenix Suns. Then we go, or excuse me, the Sacramento Kings. We go from there. But it is a fascinating race. And now that Kevin Durant's out, and I do wonder, Kelly, big picture wise now too, as you bring it back to like implementing Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
You know, I think you said it really well on the pod on Wednesday, I think it was. So we'll use your phrasing again. I think this team is one transaction cycle away from actually being like legitimately good. Mm-hmm. I would not be running to go and bet them to win this thing. I think while you can plug Kevin Durant in almost any system, we saw Dallas and others are now starting to do this where they're just like, all right, screw it. You and Devin Booker combine for 100, dude. If you can do it, then we'll lose to you. But right. We'll just play you one up on each. You know, we'll put our best defender that we can on you guys. But we're not doubling you. We're not trying to get the ball out of your hands. You guys can go mano a mano each possession down the floor. And you know what? And if we're going to make sure that Josh Okogie and Torrey Craig and Chris Paul don't beat us. And on the other end, we're going to go after your weak links on defense. It includes Chris Paul. And that's mm-hmm. how we're going to play you guys. And I think in best of seven series, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for him.
Yeah, I think that there's a difference between needing to build around a player like I was talking about before and just add quality pieces, right? This team is just, they're just not very deep with quality pieces, I think. But, you know, offensively or defensively, once you get past, you know, those first four names, basically. So I think that's going to be tough. The one that I know you and I have been asked a million times over, especially over the past 3-4 months, what's going to happen in the Western Conference? What's going to happen in the Western Conference? The one I'm starting to turn on a bit, JVT, is, and this is where I was probably a little wishy-washy with that Kings versus Suns answer, because I'm starting to become the guy of, look, there are question marks on almost every single one of these teams in the Western Conference, significant question marks. Why are we going to so opposed to giving any credit to the two teams, the Denver Nuggets and the Sacramento Kings, that have consistently got it done all season long in the West? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's like everybody's looking for an excuse to hate on both of those teams or to not give them any chance at all. And do I think the Nuggets have a much better chance of going further than the Kings? Yes, I do. Do I think mm-hmm. the Kings are going to make it to a Western Conference final? Probably not, but I'm not completely discounting them either, because they have looked good for the entirety of a season, and it's not stopping, right? Yeah. To your point about the guy who tweeted us about the making up the 2.5 games. Well, it hasn't happened yet. You know, they're still leading in that division. They're still near the tops in the Western Conference, no matter how much people want to hate on this team. I don't know why I'm going to suddenly jump to, you know, like, there are a lot of teams that you and I think have potential, like the Suns. But sorry, even the Suns fall in that category of, we haven't seen it yet. We haven't mm-hmm. seen it. Maybe it's going to happen, but I'm not going to completely discount these two teams that actually have gotten it done from the start to the end of the season.
So discount is the strong word, but here's the thing, right? So I think you're right about Denver. The problem, the people, because I've actually gotten asked this quite a bit already, right? Even at the Mount West Conference Tournament, one of the local newscasters I was talking to out here in Vegas, mm-hmm. he was asking me, because I had the Kings game up on my laptop while we were watching the UNLV game yesterday. By the way, I don't know if you saw the ending to that regulation thing. I was sitting right in the corner, right where that shot was hit. That was incredible to watch. People who hadn't seen it, just look up UNLV and Boise State over, you know, Shane Noel. It's a freaking ridiculous shot. Anyway, so he asked me, he's like, because we're watching the Kings play the Knicks, and he's like, why is that team 80-1 to win the NBA Finals? And it's the same answer, Kelly. And this is where I think we get a little unfair. Yes, the Kings have been performing very well in this regular season. But the Kings, if you want more respect, don't be 25th in defense. Yeah. That's the problem, right? That is why nobody takes the Kings seriously as a title defender. Their offense is good, or a title contender. Their yeah. offense is good enough to win anything. They are the best. How about this? We'll put it this way. They are the best offense in the NBA in non-garbage time. That has been a fact. Cleaning the Glass has them up to number one. They're averaging 119.6 points per 100 possessions. That is great. That is the best mark in the league, and nearly a full point better than the second best team in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets. You want to know what the problem is? The Nuggets outscore their opponents by nearly 5 points every 100 possessions. The Kings only outscore their opponents by 2.5 points every 100 possessions. So you have the best offense in the league, and you're in one possession games, essentially, every 100 possessions, because you cannot defend. And I think that is why, like, I get it. You want to be the team that everybody's like, why don't they believe in them? Yeah. Defend.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And I think that's the look. If this was set up like, you know, how the NFL playoffs are, then hell yeah, you'd take that 81 ticket on the Sacramento Kings, right? Could they win any one game? For sure they could. They're going to win a best of seven series. Yes, I'm with you. The defense is, that's where they're going to suffer. I think, I'm just going to say, JVT, I think there's going to be a lot of people that will be running to bet against them in whatever round one opponent they have. I think there might actually be some value on the Kings side of things there.
I'd agree. Once
we get beyond that, I think that's where we're talking, okay, I think we're talking past their ceiling.
Oh, absolutely. So, like, for example, like, you know, I don't know if you're a Reddit guy, but I enjoy Reddit, right?
No.
And so, like, I'm on the Reddit, the Clippers Reddit, because, you know, I'm a Clippers fan. And, like, every post is like, please give us the Kings in the first round. And I'm like, I don't know what you, like, guys, you guys and gals are thinking. Because a first round series for the Clippers, do I think they'd be able to get out of there? Sure. But do I think that's got, like, seven game series written all over it, and that's going to be a pain in the ass for the Clippers? Absolutely. So to your point, Kelly, like a plus whatever games in a best of seven series, whoever they run into in that first round, and you know, depending on if they're favored or not, like, no, I think they're going to be an extremely tough out. I don't want to say that they're going in there and getting swept. I just don't think that, like, they deserve the, what's the word I'm looking for? The hesitancy by the mainstream in terms of believing in them because of the way they defend.
Because of their defense. Sure. Yep.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
All right, so with that, there's a couple of other things we wanted to hit really quickly. I will give you the floor. I'll give you the choice since you're on the tight schedule. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about Defense Player of the Year? Do you want to talk about Luka Doncic and his injury? What do you got? What do you want?
Man, well, Defensive Player of the Year, I think let's get more into that on Monday and tomorrow. We'll be hosting a show together on VSiN.
We should note really quickly for our audience, can you tell our audience at least the odds that we've seen this shift? Because it does seem there is a hesitancy to really give this thing to Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah, over at DraftKings, Jaren Jackson Jr. continues to fall -120. Now he's back to Brook Lopez, even money. Got Bam Adebayo 8-1, Giannis 14-1. Mobley 18-1, Claxton then at 40-1. So really jumps from there. I know you and I will break this down further because I think the both of us have interest in guys outside the top two. At least I do. I actually think there might be some value further down that board. So we'll hit that a little bit later. Look, Luka Doncic, I don't know. Is there much to say about that? Do you think there's much there? Like, he's going to be okay, right? Like, he's going to probably miss a few games, but, you know, the MRI came back clean. So I think he's going to be fine moving forward. That's another team, man. Like, I think you laid it out well. It's fine. Kyrie, Luka, you guys do whatever you want. Like, we're not, you know what I mean? If you can put up 100 points a night, we're probably going to lose, but good luck with that, right?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, the official news, and I'm going to pull this up so I can give the official wording to everybody because we want to get that out there. But the MRI is clean, as you mentioned. No damage. Return to the lineup will come as the discomfort allows him. Doncic also told the media that he's been kind of pushing it a little bit more than he should. So we'll see if that's going to be the case. Yeah,
I was reading into it more this morning. It sounds like it is just a pain tolerance thing for him. However, it should be noted, it sounds like from Luka himself, he's been in a fair amount of pain. And that sounds like he shouldn't have been playing on it. So, I mean, I think if you're a Mavs backer out there long term, I think you kind of want him missing a few games here and taking some time off.
Well, when you have, let's see, what are we at to right now for him this year? 42% of 42% usage for him. I think you need to take a break.
Yeah, take a break.
Let's get you rested.
Man, it is crazy though how bunched together those teams still are in the West. I mean, absolutely. You are talking from the Clippers in the 5 seed at this current moment, from the Clippers in the 5 seed all the way down to the Blazers in the 13 seed, a 3-game separation. That is incredible.
And we should note too here. So there's another bit of news that we need to hit on, and we should give a team credit. So first off, the New Orleans Pelicans, your darling, the team that you, I saw a tweet the other day where it was just a bunch of letters from you, and that was it. The report, of course, Zion Williamson out at least another 2 weeks with this hamstring issue. And this stinks because Zion Williamson is a really good player.
Yeah.
And we never really get to see him on the floor for continued stretches. I guess the good thing is that these don't seem to be major injuries or soft tissue injuries and little things like that. But at the same time, I mean, when every update we get is an extension of the timeline, I don't know what's going on with this guy. But this is a Pelicans team that is now falling apart at the seams. It's him. It's Jose Alvarado. It's Larry Nance Jr. CJ McCollum's production has fallen off of a cliff, or even worse, whatever that is. He's just been zapped. The Monstars came around and just took everything from him. This team is now, all of a sudden, I mean, they went from a team, Kelly, that we've talked about, right? When fully put together, they are a sneaky kind of threat to kind of do something here, where they're hanging on for dear life, and they're only a half game ahead of Utah and a full game ahead of Oklahoma City for that 10th seed.
Yeah. I think if you're the Mavericks, you need Luka to take a few games off, but while constantly having your eye on these standings, but still, I think you need him to take some time. The Pelicans, there's no more time left. Like, you know what I mean? That's why that kind of, I tweeted the way I tweeted, where it's, we've been waiting so long for a Zion update, and then you get that kind of update, and it's like, man, why would you expect him back anytime soon? And this team is desperate to have him back. I mean, it is like you're talking about. What we saw from this team at the beginning of the season, they looked like a team that could be competing in the Western Conference for a trip to the NBA Finals. What you see now is a shell of the team that you saw earlier in the year. And how much of that has to do with Zion Williamson, it looks more and more every day like his impact overall on that team was even more than we thought it was. So, man, he needs to get back on a court. But, man, like, I still think there's too much talent on that team. You know, kind of what you just brought up, they shouldn't be losing some of the games they're losing. There's kind of no excuse for some of this. I mean, like you're talking about, CJ McCollum, what happened, man? Like, you dropped off a cliff. So there's a lot of young talent on this team that I thought was going to continue to develop, and, you know, Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, those kind of guys that look so special at times. And there's part of the reason why I liked them so much, JVT, was that depth. And when you have depth that is supposed to be good, you should be able to carry a team for a while through a star's injury, and they've not been able to do that. They've fallen apart since Zion basically has been out of the lineup.
Yep. And to give you an idea too, CJ McCollum this year, when he's on the floor, their net rating gets worse by 3.8 points every 100 possessions. Defensively, they give up about 5.5 more points per 100 possessions with him on the floor. So he's not contributing defensively. And he's never been like a good defender, but he's been a solid team defender. There's only been three other times in his career where he's been a negative on the floor defensively. We'll put it that way. And this is by far his worst year. So he's completely lost his step. You mentioned it. The depth, the defense has not been the same. It's also been banged up itself. Injuries have really hit this team pretty hard. So let me ask you in this frame, what percent chance would you give them to make the playoffs?
Oh, man. With all those teams jumbled as is, I think it's, and then, okay, I think they are still in the play-in tournament, but then making it past the teams that might be in the play-in tournament, that's going to be tough. I will give them a 15% chance of making the playoffs.
15% chance. So you can lay minus 194 or a 66% chance that they miss the playoffs. I think anything under $2 is actually kind of a play there.
So that's where my, I love that you just set me up with that kind of question, because it's where my head and heart disagree, right?
Yeah.
The head says, yes, absolutely. Like you just said, then I should be betting that. I don't want to bet it though.
because think about this. And again, we keep bringing this up, but it's very much worth reiterating. If Golden State falls, because right now they are tied in the loss column with the Minnesota Timberwolves. I have to look up the tiebreakers, but Golden State, Mavericks, Minnesota, Dallas, yep, are all 34 and 33. If Golden State falls into the 7 seed, you're talking about a West play-in that the Pelicans have to get out of. That is Golden State, Dallas, and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
And let's say in 2 weeks,
Clippers could be in there.
Right. Kelly, let's give them the most positive outlook. Let's say in 2 weeks they say Zion's good. He's going to come back like 4 days before the NBA postseason begins. We're thinking that Zion's going to be the same guy right away in a high stakes play-in game that's winner take all on the road against either the Lakers or the Mavericks.
So that's the problem, right? What we're talking about, like we just talked about with the Kings, right? It's different. There's a difference between one game and a 7-game series. It's right. The same thing here, right? Where if you were telling me, I will make a bet, JVT, on the Pelicans to win the Western Conference again, if they make it through that play-in tournament. But you can't do it before that because of everything you're saying. You're expecting way too much out of them to make it into that play-in tournament and then be cohesive enough to get through that and then into the playoffs for at least betting on them now. If I see it happen, then okay, maybe I'll actually be convinced to make a bet on them then.
Yeah, and kudos out here in Las Vegas, Boyd, because they are tied to the hip with FanDuel, so they have all these teams that are up. I wanted to hit on, actually, this just came down 3 hours ago, so I wanted to get your thoughts on this. I don't know if you guys saw this on a numbers game. Yep. So we did get a medical announcement here from, when did this come out? Let's see. Yeah, okay. Steven Adams is done for the rest of the regular season, it looks like. So it was detailed yesterday. It's a PCL sprain, and the Grizzlies came out with a PR thing. The way it was phrased, it was a couple more weeks, whatever it is. 4 weeks, he's done for the rest of the regular season. And the Grizzlies, we don't have to spend too much time on this because now you got to go, but
yeah,
worth reiterating that Steven Adams is not going to be available for a while.
Well, and I think from you broke it down so great earlier in the year, it wasn't even that long ago when he first went out, of just how much this could affect them offensively and defensively. And I think it does. I think it puts way more pressure on Jaren Jackson Jr. on the defensive side of things, which we've seen, at least in the odds wise, right, that his odds start to come back down. And then offensively, you always brought up Steven Adams as that screen setter. That's going to be a big deal. Especially when you get into the playoffs, that's going to be a massive, massive thing in the playoffs that they are going to be missing out on.
I wanted to get cute really quick. Let me see. No, I'm not going to do this. I was rushing to see. It was like, how many games are they out of the play-in? You know what I mean? Like, let's go. Let's try to get froggy here a little bit with the Memphis.
They're
six games.
Yeah,
they're not going to miss the
playoffs. I don't think that's happening. But the point you're trying to make, like we did at the beginning of this pod, they are one of several teams in the West that have big question marks on them. That I'm sorry, don't get cocky and confident with me about any of one of these teams. Basically,
we'll get you out of here. This would be an awesome prop to bet. I would love to see the action on this. How about this for a bet for you, Kelly?
Yeah.
Kings versus Grizzlies, who is more probable to get eliminated in the first round?
Grizzlies.
I think a lot of people immediately would go Kings, but I would not sleep on the Grizzlies being that team,
You could flip it. Word it that way, it's the Grizzlies. Word it this way, who makes it further in the NBA playoffs, Grizzlies or the Kings? It's still the Grizzlies.
Right.
Yeah. It's the Grizzlies are the answer to both, because I think there's a chance they lose in that first round, but I don't think the Kings are getting through multiple rounds of the playoffs.
I think they're both done in the first round. How about that? All right. Kelly's got to go. Department of Motor Vehicles is calling. Kelly, we appreciate it. Again, like, rate, review, subscribe to everything that we have to offer here. Subscribe to the podcast, but VSiN.com. That's where I was going to go. Everything we have to offer, including great Major League Baseball write-ups. We're getting closer to the season. I've got to go finish up an extremely stressful fantasy baseball draft. It's a keeper league. I'm drafting all young guys. So I don't know. It's going to be a chaotic year. I can't wait to lose money and sweat over this for 6 months, whatever it is. Kelly, talk to you on Saturday, buddy.
Awesome, man. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.